to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is your host, Edna White, and you are in the right place at the right time for the right information. Today, I am going to share with you, what's your intention? Oprah said, you don't get what you want, you get what you intend. So if your intention is not in line with your goal or what you want and why you want it, it may not materialize. It may not come about. And I learned this a long time ago because a lot of times we do things out of ego. We win awards out of ego and not out of what's the end goal? What's the intention behind it? Am I looking to be famous? Am I looking to have people look at me and say, look at all these awards that she has gotten? What is my intention behind every goal that I am setting for myself? An intention is the first whisper a purpose you bring to what you do or what you say. So if you're doing something, that intention has to be for the good of all, including yourself. But it can't be so selfish that you intend to get attention. You intend that you need attention. It's your intention can't be like that. And then when you say things, is an intention to hurt someone? That's your intention? What is your intention? It is the real motivation behind any action. Any action that you have. So you may not tell anyone your intention. And here is what I learned. If your intention doesn't get you what your end goal is, let's say winning awards, applying for grants, doesn't get you to get those grants or get those awards or put you in a place to be making six figures or line up at what your real end goal of all this is. Or is it just getting awards? Or is it just getting certificates? Or is it just getting education? Are you doing this to come out with a goal, with something that's going to bring life to you? It's the why behind the why. And the energy that's driving that motivation is what determines every outcome. An intention walks in the woods in the form of a prayer. So when you do something, it's prayerful, it's graceful, it shares who you really are deep down inside, creating vulnerability. It's that silent whisper of why you're doing what you do. So you need to understand your clear intention. Sometimes it helps to examine what hasn't worked in your life to find the approach that will. So to uncover your true intention for your future wellness, you have to look back at your past. Now think about a time when you set a goal that you didn't reach. It could be from any area in your life, career, health, relationships, or something. What was your goal? Why did you want to achieve this goal? And you have to go down the list and write the real reason. R-E-A-L. Real reasons that you want this. Your intentions for the goal are the sum of everything that you can think of. And if they were aligned with the truth of who you are, you'll find out that sometimes our intentions are not in line with our goals, and it is more ego-driven. Think about your intentions. Do I want to prove I was good enough? Was I trying to prove something to someone? Did you want to win? Was I trying to control a situation? Was I trying to control another person? Did I want to be better than someone else? Was I trying to live up to someone else's expectations? Was I trying to make someone like me? Did I feel obligated? Did I feel guilty? Did I feel like I was supposed to want it? Was I afraid of what would happen? Did I think I had a choice? You see, these intentional questions about intention are an example of when the why of the goal doesn't match up with the truth of who you are. When our intentions are not clear, they stand in the way of us reaching our goals. As you think about bringing more wellness into your life, start with an intention that lines up with who you truly are right now. Do this for me. Close your eyes and be still with yourself for 60 seconds. And I want you to answer this question. What is your wellness intention for your mind, body, and your spirit? And then when you get clear on that intention, how will this intention bring you more meaning and fulfillment? You have to be really certain with yourself and clear with yourself when you do these exercises. I would say listen to this recording a couple of times and really take note and do the exercises, because that was the only way that I really got clarity in what I really intended to do. And when my intentions really lined up with who I was and my goals, I was much happier. I am much happier. I was more apt not to snap. I was more apt not to be anxious and upset. I was more apt to be silent instead of reacting to things. You see, when you do this, you're taking a big, huge step forward. Because it's a profound moment. I know it was for me. Now, when you get your intention, like the example, why am I looking to get all these certifications or awards? Is it really because if I look back, I needed to prove myself to my parent or my parents or my cousin or my husband? Or do I feel like I'm enough? Do I have enough? Will I continue this journey, jumping over these hurdles for everyone just to say, what a great person I am, and not gain the happiness, the true happiness of living life? Now let your intention sink in. Sit with it. Savor it. Even if it's negative, sit with it, savor it, and say, how do I change that now? When you need to refocus, return to the moment of clarity. Because clarity means you're telling the truth about yourself. It's being truthful with yourself and honest. And then grant yourself grace enough to go in the next steps of the path to committing to find a way to realign your focus. And then going for it. Knowing your intention makes commitment all the more powerful. You see, when your intentions are in line with everything that you are, your goals are set, you know, what you want to set your goals to, it's really powerful. It's really moving. It makes you empowered and transformed. So we talk about, you know, transformation. We talk about that, but we never talk about intention. What was my intention when I wrote this book? So when I coach individuals or my students on writing and the purpose and the reason why they write a book, most say, well, it's a labor of love, or it's something that I always wanted to do. And then I ask them, why? And most of the time, they don't really have an answer. They have to search for one. And so I asked them to do some work and say, tell me why. So that's your homework, is to find out why you really want this. Because that is the gas that makes this goal. If we're going to write a book, the gas is why you're doing it, so that you can take it to a full goal to be prosperous, to take it to a place that is monetarily good for you. And it's your purpose. And your purpose, listen, is not something that you don't get paid for. Don't ever not believe that. Your purpose, you get paid for that. So if you love helping people, your purpose could be being a doctor, and you love it, and then you do it with ease. It's simple, it's quick, it's not hard to do, and you solve a problem. But when you're writing a book and you want it to solve a problem for someone, where are you taking this? That is the why behind the why. So if you're doing it out of your heart, why are you doing it out of your heart? For who? Why are you doing it? Do you want to make money from it? Do you want to say I've written a book like everyone else? Because there's millions of people every day that put out books. So why are you doing it? Always look for the why behind the why. Know your intentions and be truthful with yourself. I wanted to share this little snippet today on keeping it real on purpose because so many times we don't keep it real enough with ourselves. And I think that's where we fall short. That's where we fall short of living a full life. We trick ourselves or trip ourselves up in life and growth. So we only grow but so far. We only grow but so high because we're tricking ourselves and believing that this thing that I want to do is because this, and it's not true. Today, I want you to be really truthful with yourself about your intention, and don't lie. The worst thing you could do for yourself, for your growth, for your life, is lie about your why. And then lie about your why, and then the why behind it. Most of the time, things that we do are mostly superficial. But if we're doing things to store up on those blessings that we intend to get at the end of the goal, if we're helping someone out of the pure kindness of your heart, and then behind that why is you're doing it because that could be me one day. Or that was me, and I don't want to see that happen to anyone else. So yes, I'm going to give them more information than they asked me for. Yes, I'm going to educate them. Yes, I'm going to be the one that turns that spark on them. Because then that way you're storing up the abundance that you will one day sit back and say, I remember why I'm getting this. It's because you sussed out the why and the why behind the why. This is Edna White. I hope you got something out of it. Listen, I want you to like, subscribe, and please share this recording with somebody else. Let them know that we are on and we have got a power-packed series, or episodes, I should say, episode coming up with some high-powered people that you all know. And we're going to talk about topics and really delve into being the person you would want to be and loving the person you're growing into be. Thank you again. And this is Keeping It Real on Purpose. This is Edna White. Remember, please comment, because I love to hear your comments and I love to get your feedback. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you real soon.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com.
Equal employment opportunities.
Text BVJobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.